Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
The recording has started.
My heart, my ring.
For this opportunity, let us prepare our hearts for a word of prayer. We want to be right. Glory to God, as we pray, Lord, have mercy upon us. We come before your presence thanking you for this day and another opportunity to pray and send up our timber. Oh, my God, I pray that you touch us, strengthen us, oh, Lord. Encourage our hearts some more that we might be right. We want to be right. We want to be safe in these last and evil days. Oh, my God, war is all around. You said it in your word there would be wars and rumors of war, and we can see the signs of your coming. We want to be ready. Oh, my God, look on our hearts and minds. Oh, Lord, take away everything that is not like you and everything that is contrary to the will of God, that we might be saved. Oh, my God, have mercy on us today. We need you and we need your help. We are dependent on you today. No other help we know, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, trouble is all around us. But help us to get through, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, help us to thrive and to go forward in your word. Help us not to take down or draw back. Help us, Lord. We're dependent on you as never before. We know you can take us through, oh Lord. We know you will provide a way of escape that we might be able to bear it. Help us, oh Lord, to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Give us the strength where we're weak and build us up where we're torn down. Discouragement all around us. But help us, oh Lord, to take your word in and to be encouraged in the Lord. Help us today, oh Lord, on your people everywhere. Those who are being tried, those who are going through tests and trials, afflictions in their bodies. We know you're able. We know thou art a healer and thou art a deliverer. You are able to fix every situation that's going on. You know all about it. Fix it today, oh Lord. And Lord, we pray a special prayer today that you look upon Darren, touch him, oh Lord. The realm had mercy on him, oh Lord. I know you can do it, Lord. Look on his soul, oh Lord. Spare his life. Spare his soul, oh Lord. Give him another chance to seek your face and call upon your name. Have mercy on him right now. Touch him while we're praying, while we're waiting, oh Lord. Be merciful unto him. I know you're able today, and I know you got the power, oh Lord. We know you can do everything. And we know that thou art still working miracles, and thou art a miracle worker working in life, oh Lord. Please, Jesus, be merciful unto him. Jesus, look on his mother, Eva, oh Lord. Give her mind to come to you and give her life to you. Help her to run for her life. Help her, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, make a way out of no way. Fix the situation in her life. I know you can do it, oh Lord. And Lord, we pray that you look on all those souls that are going through sickness, illnesses, afflictions, death. Oh my God, have mercy on them, oh Lord. All those in the foreign country, we pray that you will touch those souls. Save, oh Lord. Send back home those souls that are being held hostage. Have mercy on them today. We know you're merciful. Deliver them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, wars, oh Lord. Be merciful today, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, we're depending on you to take us through. We're depending on you to touch, to heal, to save, to forgive, to encourage, to strengthen. In the name of Jesus, and to save souls. We thank you today for this prayer. We thank you, Lord. Help us, oh Lord, to learn to give thanks in all things. Help us to be thankful unto you and bless your holy name. Help us to give praises and glory unto thy name, even when we're being tested, when we are being tried. Help us to rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is our reward, which is in heaven, Lord. Help us today, O Lord. Help us to be thankful unto you. I know you're able today, O Lord. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for how you kept us. We thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
You didn't have to wake us up this morning, but you gave us another day and another chance to draw
nigh to you,
to seek your face and call upon your name. We thank you for this opportunity. Help us, oh Lord, to make good use of this day. Help us to redeem the time, for the days are evil. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we pray that you will bless this broadcast. Send your word. Let somebody receive the word of God that they might be saved. Continue to bless, and we shall be blessed. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Praise God. Thank the Lord for that anointed prayer coming through Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. We welcome you to the Prayer Works Ministry broadcast with your host, Evangelist Sheila Hameen, and co-host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond and Evangelist Khadija Hameen. We thank the Lord for that prayer. I thank God for his touch, the Lord, and we are so happy that you took the time to tune in and listen in on this afternoon. Praise the Lord. We are a ministry that is God-inspired and dedicated to prayer, inspiration, encouragement, and preaching of the true gospel of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. If you have any prayer requests, if you need God to do anything for you, all you have to do is have the faith, and we will pray with you and for you, believing God together, and I believe God will do it for you. On this afternoon, we are planning to have our scripture reading. Praise the Lord. We have been doing this periodically throughout the course of this year, 2023. It was laid on Evangelist Khadija's heart to start reading the Word of God and try to get through it in a year. So we have made great progress. And for those of you who have been reading along, no matter where you are in the process, you don't have to stop reading. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you don't get through it all this year, you can continue from where you are and just keep on going. We encourage you to continue to read the Word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we'll get some announcements a little bit later on after the reading of the Word of God. But we just thank the Lord for that prayer once again. Thank God for his touch. You want to read along with us? Why don't you go ahead and get your Bible and get ready to follow along as we read the Word of God together. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's important that we bring our minds in, that we open our hearts, because when the Word is being read or we're reading it or hearing it, the Lord will speak to us and he will open our understanding. The Lord will do things that we need him to do. He will give us answers that we've been needing just by hearing the Word of God and even reading the Word of God. So my experience has been that the scriptures, in some cases, when I'm reading it, they come alive. I can actually feel the power of the Word of God. And God, he moves through his Word. His Word is living. It is full of life. Amen. And he came to give us life. Praise the Lord. So let's get ready to hear the reading of the Word of God, and let us receive it when we hear it. Let us accept it. So without further ado, we're going to move on to turn this portion of the broadcast into the hands of Dr. Evangelist Khadija Hameen, that she may read the scriptures on this afternoon. God bless you, Evangelist.
Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen and Evangelist Maybelle and all of the listeners on the broadcast at this time. And so today we are reading the Bible, and we're in the New Testament now, St. Mark, the 8th chapter, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And we have about 70 more days to go in this year. Time is really moving on. So today the scripture actually starts on the previous page, so I'm going to start there, the 8th chapter in the first verse, and then I'll read for this one we've been reading 4 or 5 pages a day, so we'll see how far we can get. St. Mark 8:1. In those days, the multitude being very great and having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples unto him and saith unto them, I have compassion on the multitude, because they have now been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away fasting to their own houses, They will faint by the way, for divers of them came from afar, And his disciples answered him, can a man satisfy these men with bread here in the wilderness? And he asked them, how many loaves have ye? And they said, seven. And he commanded the people to sit down on the ground, and he took the seven loaves and gave thanks and brake and gave to his disciples to set before them. And they did set them before the people. And they had a few small fishes, and he blessed and commanded to set them also before them. So they did eat and were filled, and they took up of the broken meat that was left seven baskets. And they that had eaten were about 4,000, and he sent them away. And straightway he entered into a ship with his disciples and came to the parts of Dalmanutha. And the Pharisees came forth and began to question him, seeking of him a sign from heaven, tempting him. And he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, why does this generation seek after a sign? Verily I say unto you, there shall no sign be given unto this generation. And he left them and entered into the ship again, departed to the other side. Now the disciples had forgotten to take bread, neither had they in the ship with them more than one loaf. And he charged them, saying, take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the leaven of Herod. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, is it because we have no bread? It is because we have no bread. And when Jesus knew it, he said unto them, why reason ye because ye have no bread? Perceive ye not yet, neither understand? Have ye your heart yet hardened? Having eyes, see not? See ye not? And having ears, hear ye not? And do ye not remember? When I break the five loaves among 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? They said unto him, 12. And when the seven among 4,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? And they said, 7. And he said unto them, how is it that ye do not understand? And he cometh to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto him, and besought him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands on him, he asked him if he saw aught. And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. After that he put his hands upon his eyes and made him look up, and when he was restored and saw every man clearly. And he sent him away to his house, saying, neither go into the town nor tell it to any in the town. And Jesus went out and his disciples into the towns of Caesarea Philippi. And by the way, he asked his disciples, saying unto them, whom do men say that I am? And they answered, John the Baptist, but some say Elias, and others one of the prophets. And he saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Peter answered and saith unto him, thou art the Christ. And he charged them that they should tell no man of him. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and of the chief priests and scribes and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. And he spake that saying openly. And Peter took him and began to rebuke him. But when he had turned about and looked on his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, get thee behind me, Satan, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men. And when he had called the people unto him, with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life will lose it, shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. St. Mark 9:1. And he said unto them, verily I say unto you, that there be some of them that stand here which shall not taste death till they have seen the kingdom of God with power, come with power. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh with him Peter and James and John, and leadeth them up into an high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. And his raiment became shining, exceeding white as snow, so as no fuller on earth can white them. And there appeared unto them Elias with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here, and let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. For he wist not what to say, for they were sore afraid. And there was a cloud that overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my beloved Son. Hear him." And suddenly when they had looked round about, they saw no man anymore save Jesus only with themselves. And as they came down from the mountain, he charged them that they should tell no man what things they had seen till the Son of Man were risen from the dead. And they kept that saying with themselves, questioning one with another what the rising from the dead should mean. And they asked him, saying, "Why say the scribes that Elias must first come?" And he answered and told them, "Elias verily cometh first and restores all things, and how it is written of the Son of Man that he must suffer many things and be set at naught. But I say unto you that Elias is indeed come, and they have done unto him whatsoever they listed, as it is written of him." And when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribes, "What question ye with them?" And one of the multitude answered and said, "Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not." He answereth him and saith, "O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me." And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, "How long is it ago since this came upon him?" And he said, "Of a child. And oft times it has cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Jesus said unto him, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief." When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, "Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him." And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him, and he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come into the house, the disciples asked him privately, "Why could not we cast him out?" And he said unto them, "This kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting." And they departed thence and passed through Galilee, and he would not that any man should know it. For he taught his disciples and said unto them, "The Son of Man is delivered into the hands of men, and they shall kill him, and after that he is killed, he shall rise third day." But they understood not that saying, and were afraid to ask him. And he came to Capernaum, and being in the house, he asked them, "What was it that ye disputed among yourselves by the way?" But they held their peace, for by the way they had disputed among themselves who should be the greatest. And he sat down and called the 12, and saith unto them, "If any man desire to be first, the same shall be last of all, and servant of all." And he took a child and set him in the midst of them. And when he had taken him in his arms, he said unto them, "Whosoever shall receive one of such children in my name receiveth me. And whosoever shall receive me receiveth not me, but him that sent me." And John answered him, saying, "Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and he followed not us, and we forbade him because he followed not us. But Jesus said, "Forbid him not, for there is no man which shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil of me. For he that is not against us is on our part. For whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because ye belong to Christ, verily I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward. And whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he were cast into the sea. And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter halt into life than having two feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into hellfire where their worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. For everyone shall be salted with fire, and every sacrifice shall be salted with salt. And salt is good, but if the salt have lost its saltness, wherewith will ye season it? Have salt in yourselves, and have peace one with another. St. Mark 10:1. And he arose from thence and cometh into the coast of Judea by the farther side of Jordan. And the people resorted unto him again. And, as he was wont, he taught them again. And the Pharisees came to him and asked him, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife tempting him? Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife tempting him? And he answered and said unto them, what did Moses command you? And they said, Moses suffered to write a bill of divorcement and to put her away. And Jesus answered and said unto them, for the hardness of your heart, he wrote you this precept. But from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. So then they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. And in the house, and asked him again, and in the house his disciples asked him again of the same matter. And he said unto them, whosoever shall put away his wife and marry another committeth adultery against her. And if a woman shall put away her husband and be married to another, she committeth adultery. And they brought young children to him that he should touch them, and his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased, and said unto them, suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them. And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him, and asked him, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and mother. And he answered and said unto him, master, all these have I observed from my youth. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, one thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross, and follow me. And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. And Jesus looked round about and saith unto his disciples, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answered again and saith unto them, children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, who then can be saved? And Jesus, looking upon them, saith, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God also. And Peter began to say unto him, lo, we have left all and have followed thee. And Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left his house or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel, but he shall receive an hundredfold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last first. And they were in the way going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus went before them, and they were amazed. And as they followed, they were afraid. And he took again the 12 and began to tell them what things should happen unto him, saying, behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be delivered unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death and shall deliver him to the Gentiles. And they shall mock him and shall scourge him and shall spit upon him and shall kill him. And the third day he shall rise again. And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, come unto him, saying, master, we would that thou shouldest do for us whatsoever we shall desire. And he said unto them, what would ye that I should do for you? They said unto him, grant unto us that we may sit one on the right hand and the other on thy left hand in thy glory. But Jesus said unto them, ye know not what ye ask. Can ye drink of the cup that I drink of and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? And they said unto him, we can. Said unto them, ye shall indeed drink of the cup that I drink of. And with the baptism that I am baptized withal shall ye be baptized. But to sit on my right hand and on my left hand is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared. And when the ten heard it, they began to be much displeased with James and John. But Jesus called unto him and saith unto them, ye know that they, which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles, exercise lordship over them, and their great ones exercise authority upon them. But so shall it not be among you. For whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister, and whosoever of you will be the chiefest shall be servant of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And then he charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more in a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort. Rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Amen. Thank God for the reading of his word. And at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Amin. God bless you, Evangelist.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, my heart was rejoicing at hearing the word of God and the many, many times that Jesus worked miracles, did great and mighty things. Praise the Lord. So at this time, with our minds on the Lord, let us go to the Lord in prayer. And if you have just a little bit of faith to believe God, while we pray, I believe God will hear your prayer request, and he will help you if you have some difficulty believing him or have a little doubt. He can move that doubt today. If there's anyone who desires to accept the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, the doors are open to you and the invitation has been extended. The Lord's hand is outstretched to receive you. If you ask the Lord to forgive you and to take away your sins, the Lord's ears are open that he can hear you. So at this time, repent before God and be sorry for the sins you've committed. If you're living in adultery, if you're doing anything that God is not pleased with, repent right now and come out of sin. The Lord will deliver you today, and the Lord will save your soul. Hallelujah. Anyone sick in your body, let's have faith and believe God. After hearing these words, very encouraging words, knowing that if we cry out to the Lord, as the blind man did, he believed. Oh, hallelujah. He didn't stop because people were trying to keep him quiet, but he believed, and the Lord granted him his request, even asking him, what do you want me to do for you? Glory be to God. And the man made his request, and the Lord gave him what he asked for. So let us believe God. Let's go to God and
ask the Lord in faith. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you today for your precious word. We thank you, O God, for another chance to come before you and to call upon your holy name. Lord, we pray right now that you will have mercy and that you will forgive sins, take away sins, O God, blot out transgressions. In the name of Jesus, oh my God, we put ourselves before you and we ask for mercy. Lord, forgive us for our shortcomings. Be merciful, Lord, to our hearts. Whatever is not right, whatever you're not pleased with, oh, my God, be merciful and take it away from us in the name of Jesus. For God, I pray right now that you'll look on those who have opened their hearts to receive you as their personal Savior. Oh, my God, forgive them, clean them up. Lord, wash them, purge them. In the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Yes, Lord God, right now, Lord. Touch right now, Lord Jesus. Save you and deliver, Lord. Make ways out of no ways, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
Jesus, 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 Jesus. Heal the sick right now, Lord Jesus. Put all the souls on a prayer list, Lord. You know every prayer petition right now, Lord. You know every request, Lord Jesus. Grant it unto them right now, Lord, according to your own will. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Move in a mighty way, Lord Jesus. We ask that you will stop by, Lord. Every listener's house, Lord Jesus, wherever they are right now, Lord. Please, Jesus, 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 right now, Lord God. Work it out in their lives, Lord. Make ways out of no ways. Open up the windows of heaven, Jesus. Pour out a blessing right now. You know all about it right now, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Look on your people right now, Lord. We want to be a good people, Lord Jesus. We want to be righteous, Lord Jesus. We want to be holy, Lord. Please, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Touch us in our hearts right now. Touch us in the spirits of our minds. Give us a mind to do right, Lord Jesus. Give us our heart, Lord Jesus. Our heart after you, Lord. Please, Jesus, Jesus. We want clean hands, Lord Jesus. We want to walk in your presence, Lord. Please, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Help us to do your will, Lord. Whatever you called us to do, Lord. Help us right now, Lord God. Please, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We want to do your will, Lord Jesus. We want to do what you want us to do, Lord. Please, Jesus, yes. Jesus, Jesus. Make way for us, Lord Jesus. Help us to stand right now, Lord. Help us to grow through, Lord God. Every trial, Lord Jesus. Every persecution, Jesus. Please, Jesus, Jesus. You know all about it right now, Lord. There's nothing too hard for you, Lord Jesus. You said nothing shall be impossible. With God, Lord, there's nothing impossible. We're waiting on you, Lord Jesus. We're trusting in you, Lord. Please, Jesus, Jesus, work it out for us right now. You know what we stand against, Jesus. You see right now, Lord God, we can't fix it by ourselves. We need your help right now, Lord. Please, Jesus, 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 help us to stand, Lord God. Help us to go through every test and trial. Take us through right now, Lord Jesus. Strengthen our hearts, Lord God. Help us to endure, Lord. We want to endure, Lord Jesus, like good soldiers, Lord Jesus. Please, Jesus, Jesus, help us to stand our test, Lord. We want to see your face in peace. Please, Jesus, 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 work it out right now, Lord God. Ever look on the vantage common mean, Lord Jesus. Touch her body, Lord God. Ever minister to her, Lord Jesus. Help her to stand and help her to go through every test and every trial, Lord Jesus. Lift her up, strengthen and encourage her right now, Lord God. Look on Evangelist Maybell, Lord Jesus. Bless her right now, Lord Jesus. Strengthen and encourage her, Lord. Send your anointing, Lord God. See your word through her even more, Lord Jesus. Please, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Look on the bereaved families, Lord. Comfort and console the families, Lord. Let them know that you love them right now, Lord. Wrap your arms all around them, Jesus. Please, Lord Jesus, continue to bless and broadcast, Lord God. Whatever your will is, Lord, let it be done in our lives, Jesus. Help us, Lord Jesus. We want your help, Lord. We need your help. We can't make it without you, Lord. We're trusting in you. We're taking you at your word, Lord. There's no other help we know, Lord God. We pray this prayer, Lord Jesus, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. And if there's anything, Lord, that I didn't mention, Lord Jesus, any petition that anybody wanted, Lord Jesus, You know all about it, Lord. Heal, touch, encourage, lift up the bowed down heads, Lord Jesus. Strengthen the feeble knees, Lord God. Strengthen that does remain, Lord Jesus. I know that you're able, Lord. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for again, the Bible reading. Truly, the Word of God comes to life. And I tell you that the last scripture that we begin to read, where blind Bartimaeus was by the side of the road and he began to cry out because he needed something from the Lord. And had he listened to the crowd who was telling him, you know, hold your peace. If he had listened to the crowd, he wouldn't have gotten what he wanted from Jesus. But he cried out the more. When people tried to quiet him down, he began to cry out the more. Thou son of David, have mercy upon me. And when he did it, Jesus, he stood still. The Son of God stood still,
yeah,
and called this man unto him. And then if the people wanted to go, be of good cheer. He's calling you. He's calling you now. And because he had Jesus' attention. But we can't put our stake on what people do or what people say. God, Jesus called this man. He got up and he went to Jesus when he called him. And God, Jesus gave him what he asked for, that he might receive his sight. And when he received his sight, he didn't just go his way. He followed Jesus. After he gave him his sight, he began to follow. And I tell you, very encouraging scriptures that were read. And right now, I'm going to go ahead and open up the floor for remarks. Vanessa Maybell, to have remarks. Any other clergy who might be on the line and want to have remarks. But go ahead, Vanessa Maybell, and then we'll turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Tommy. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God that was read to us. And did not our hearts burn within as the word of God was being read and the word that Jesus spoke? I tell you, it was just good, like eating a good meal. I tell you, I just thank God for that word and how Jesus was able to cast the dumb spirit out and heal that soul. And he's still doing the same thing today. If we just believe him and take him at his word, he'll do the same thing that he did back then. He'll do it today. And somebody today needs a miracle. They need a miracle in their life. I want you to know one of the young people that was coming to church with us a few years back. We had about 15 children that was coming with me to the church. And one of them, matter of fact, two of them so far has been shot. One of them has survived. The Lord had mercy on them. They were shot in the head. And the Lord had mercy on them and healed them, raised them up, back on their feet. And just going forward. And this other one was just recently shot. Tell me, the person just walked up on them, shot him right in the neck. And they're only 16. They're 16 now. But they were younger when they were coming to the church with me.
Mm-hmm.
And they were singing on the choir. They all of it. And now he's in the hospital on life support, and the doctors want the plug to be pulled on him. But we know that God is able to deliver him. If it's his will, he can heal him and bring him back from under that situation that he's in. But it's whatever God's will is. But I still know he's still working miracles, and I still know he's able to raise him up and put him back on his feet. But I tell you, our youth are going down. I tell you, the youth are being killed. Oh, my goodness, they are getting in so much trouble, all kinds of things happening in their lives. We need to pray for the youth, that the Lord will give them a mind to turn their life over to him, because that's the only thing that's going to work.
in this time, day and time that we are living in, so much trouble, so much wickedness, so much evil is going on in the world, you really don't have to even really bother anybody for them to shoot you, stab you, kill you, beat you, rob you. You don't have to do anything. It's just evil. People have evil in their mind, and the devil is just using them to work it against whoever. Don't matter who they are or who we say we are. Devil is still working to destroy them. He wants to kill them out before they could ever get to the Lord and be saved. But we still know that God is able, and we are still looking to him and believe in him. So we want to add his name to the prayer list. Darryl is his name. 16-year-old. He's in the hospital right now. We're yet praying for him, and we thank God for the prayer coming through Zenith Khadija and Zenith Amin, where one was afflicted, the other one stepped right in, picked it up. And that's what we want. Pick it up and keep on going. Glory to God. We thank God, because the devil will try to stop you any kind of way he can. He'll stop and try to stop the broadcast, try to stop the prayer. He'll try to stop you from preaching. Mm-hmm. All of it. He don't want nobody to receive the word of God.
Amen.
Amen.
He's working fast and trying to stop everything. He don't want nobody to teach, pray, or do anything for the Lord. But
Amen.
We have to triumph
That's
over
right.
him. Pray, teach, preach, and do whatever God give us to do. Do it with all our hearts and our minds, just like David. David worshiped the Lord and served the Lord with all his heart. Even though he had come up against David, the Goliath. David came up against Goliath, but he didn't let it stop him. He took that giant on, and he won. He slew, I believe it was a lion. He killed the lion. He came up against Goliath, and he fought thousands and killed them.
Yes, he did.
Because the Lord was on his side, and he rejoiced in the God of his salvation. He praised God and gave God the glory for what God had did in his life. And we have to do the same thing. We have to keep rejoicing, keep praising God when the enemy rises up against us and says, you ain't going no further. You ain't going to preach. You ain't going to pray. We defy him in the name of Jesus. And we pray anyway.
Amen.
And we preach anyway. We dance and send our praises to our God, because he's the one we are going to give an account to. So we got to press our way and overcome every situation that the devil throw in our way. So let's remember to pray for that soul, and pray for this broadcast, that the Lord will continue to bless, and that someone will receive Christ in their life. God bless you. Thank the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful, encouraging exhortations and remarks. Praise God. And also, again, for the word of God and for the prayer. And like was stated, the enemy does not want any of us to pray. He doesn't want me to pray. That's part of my ministry. Glory to God. So he's going to try to stop the work of God. But you know what? God,
yes, he is.
Ram in the bush. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, he's not stopping anything. The prayer went ahead in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I thank God, because the Lord is a mighty God. And anytime the enemy tries to stop us, just like the young man, blind Bartimaeus, he was trying to get his deliverance, but people were trying to stop him. It was the enemy who did not want him to receive anything from the Lord.
Amen.
It's an interference. They were like, be quiet. You know, if he would have just listened to the crowd, would have missed out.
He would have lost it.
Yes, he would.
You know, but we can't allow these things, these distractions, these troubles, these tests, these trials, whatever is coming up, to stop us from calling out to the Lord. So he just he got louder. Thank you,
Jesus.
Sometimes you just got to override the noise of the enemy. Because he's always coming up with something from every angle, and you just got to rise up above that and keep on calling out to the Lord. And you'll get God's attention. He got the Lord's attention. The Lord stopped and demanded that this man be called over to him. And not only that, he went on to ask the man, what will you have me to do for you? What do you need? Like, I'm here. I'm available to you. What do you need? What is it that you want? And the man was able to make it. Oh, praise be to God. So let's do the word of God. And we do thank the Lord for this broadcast on this afternoon. I have truly enjoyed hearing the word of God, and my heart was touched. I'm encouraged through the beautiful remarks and the encouraging words. And I'm encouraging all who are listening to take it in for yourself. Amen. I believe God has great and mighty blessings in store for every one of you. And so we're going to move on. But my soul is stirred, and I'm feeling good inside because the Lord is doing great and mighty things. Praise the Lord. These are just little things that the enemy pops up with, but we can make it with the help of the Lord. We can surely overcome. Praise God. So
yes.
I have gotten my delicious feast for the day. The table of the Lord is spread, the feast of the Lord going on, and my soul is delighting itself in fatness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That word was food for my soul. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
At this time, I just want to make a few announcements and move on. Praise God. The Prayer Works Ministry broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can listen to the broadcast by dialing 563-999-3634. You can also listen to the broadcast online by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/prayerworksministry. And if you want to listen to some of the on-demand broadcasts that are populated when you go to the website, you can just click on them and they will play. So you can listen to previously recorded broadcasts. You're welcome to do so. And also, would like to let you know that if you want to be a guest on our broadcast at time, you're welcome to use our guest line. And this way you can come on the broadcast and share your testimony. You can request prayer. You can share a song of praise that you may have on your heart, some words of encouragement. And again, we welcome you to take advantage of our guest call in line. You might have some remarks that you would like to give at the end of the word. So you're welcome to do so. And also, if you want to correspond with us, the Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. Our postal mailing address is P.O. Box 27148. Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And again, you're welcome to dial into the broadcast and request prayer, or you can send a text with a prayer request, 410-209-7503. And we ask you to please continue in prayer for all of those who are on our prayer list, and added to the prayer list, the young man, the 16-year-old, Daryl. Let us pray that God will bless him. And I know God can work a miracle like was stated. Whatever the will of God is, that's what it will be. But it doesn't mean that God can't raise him up. Hallelujah. And I believe God. So let us keep him lifted up in prayer. Let's keep his family lifted up in prayer as well. Let us continue in prayer for all of those who are on our prayer list, those who are bereaved of the loved one or someone close to them. And let us keep praying one for another, because we surely need each other's prayers at a time like this. Praise God. So we do thank God for the broadcast on this afternoon. Thank God for all of you who continue to pray for us and to support us. And we are so thankful. We encourage you. And may the Lord continue to bless you. And we want you to know that we love you and we are praying for you as well. Praise God. And any other announcements before we close out? If not, we welcome you to join us on next Friday, if it be the Lord's will, at 7 p.m. for our next broadcast. And also, just want to make mention that Evangelist May posts the Gospel Truth broadcast on tonight at 7. She has oldies but goodies on certain nights. And I tell you of a truth, the Lord is blessing in a great and a mighty way. And I want to ask her to come back on and give her information. If somebody feel like you just need some more words, some more touch, some more help from the Lord, you can tune in tonight. God bless you. Then it's May.
Yes, praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. If you'd like to tune in to the Gospel Truth broadcast, the number to dial is 945-218-0218. And then the access code 47681#. And that's the Gospel Truth broadcast at 7 p.m. tonight, which is Sunday night, and then Tuesday night at 7 p.m. We'll be back with oldies for goodies in the gospel. And as Evangelist Amin stated, yes, we have some oldies. And I tell you, those preachers preach the word of God. Glory to God. You can feel the anointing. Even though those messages was preached years ago, you could still feel the anointing today. So if you'd like to tune in, feel free to tune in. That number again is 945-218-0218. And then the access code is 5847-681#. God bless you.
Amen. Tune in. You don't want to miss. You don't want to miss this. Let me tell you, you don't want to miss. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't know if I gave my guest call-in line. I remember talking about it, but I don't know if I gave it to you. But I'll give it again. If you want to be a guest on our broadcast, 551-241-6677. No access code required. Praise the Lord. If that's all, this does conclude the broadcast for this afternoon. And we, again, invite you, tune in tonight. Tune in Friday. Just tune in for blessings at any time we are on air. God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Good night.